Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A massive collapse in Maryland, a portion of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, has come down, while it's feared there may be a mass casualty event developing. It happened about 1:30 a.m. Tuesday after a cargo ship collided with the bridge, catching on fire and sending multiple vehicles into the water. Emergency responders were searching for at least seven people. A massive response included state and local agencies, plus the Coast Guard. Two properties in two different states belonging to rapper and producer Sean Diddy Combs, raided by heavily armed agents. USA's Laura Winters is on the story.
The Los Angeles and Miami homes belonging to Combs, raided by Homeland Security in connection with a sex trafficking operation. Last year, three women in two different lawsuits accusing Combs of sexual abuse.
Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is denying any and all involvement in a gambling operation that involved his ex-interpreter. Through a new one, Ohtani told reporters that he has never gambled on sports.
Just on a personal note, I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I'm trusted has done this.
The ex-interpreter's accused of stealing more than $4.5 million from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts made with a bookmaker under federal investigation. A New York court judge is allowing a reduction of Donald Trump's civil fraud penalty, and now the former president will be able to pay and appeal the decision. The New York court found him liable for real estate fraud and other counts, falsifying records to secure better loans. Trump claims the judge has been against him from the start.
And I don't know how you can have a trial that's going on right in the middle of an election. Not fair. Not fair. It's not fair at all. He knows that too. He's a Democrat judge.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
On Tuesday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. set to reveal his choice for a running mate. Kennedy has openly discussed several individuals that he's contemplating, speculation leaning towards lawyer and significant donor Nicole Shanahan. The decision could potentially inject Kennedy's underdog presidential campaign with both financial support and momentum as he endeavors to secure spots on additional state ballots. NBC News is facing criticism from its own personalities over a new hire. USA's John Schaefer explains.
NBC News facing that pushback after hiring former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel as a contributor, especially given her past questioning of the 2020 election results and criticism of journalists. On MSNBC's Morning Joe, hosts Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski expressed their hope that NBC would reconsider the decision. Former Meet the Press anchor Chuck Todd also criticized the hiring.
A new analysis is showing the number of fatal traffic crashes surged in the U.S. around the time of 2020. 2017's total solar eclipse. A research letter published Monday in JAMA Internal Medicine found there was a 31% rise in fatal crashes in the days around the eclipse. The Canadian research team suspects the accidents were not due to the change in lighting that happens during an eclipse, but rather due to the number of people traveling to view it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, good morning to you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Susan Michael, International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, USA, director, to talk about all things Israel. A lot is going on there right now. Dr. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be with you again this morning.
Well, 171 days of the Israel-Hamas war, and, you know, I appreciate you coming on to give us an update. Tell our audience where we stand today at 171, especially in light of the breaking news last night of the UN resolution, which I thought was quite interesting because I thought the United States was kind of behind this, and then they took a step back and abstained when the vote took place. It's kind of weird, huh?
Well, that's because there's two different resolutions. So there was an earlier one that the U.S. Put forward that did link the any ceasefire with the release of the hostages. Mm-hmm. That one was vetoed by China and Russia. So this next one that was put forward did not link the release of the hostages to a ceasefire. It mentions both, but it doesn't link them. So the ceasefire is not predicated on getting the hostages back. And that's why Israel is so opposed to it. And the U.S. should have vetoed it, but instead they just abstained and they let it go through. Mm-hmm. So it is a bit of a diplomatic crisis going on now between Israel and the United States over this.
Well, exactly. And then, of course, you know, the UN, as we know, has been pretty much a toothless tiger in all this. I mean, what can they do in terms of enforcing this?
Oh, I know. It's like a colossal waste of time and money, the United Nations. So it is very much a toothless tiger. This is not in any way going to force Israel into any kind of ceasefire. But what it does is it represents the sentiment of the international leaders, and that's what's sad about it, that it does indicate the United States does not have Israel's back at the moment.
Yeah. Well, certainly we saw what happened last week with Leader Schumer making statements. It was shocking, the statements that he made about Israel. And then, of course, Anthony Blinken continues to be on his tour, and Joe Biden, you know, I look at it more, Dr. Michael, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, but it seems like the United States is more meddling than really helping out Israel in this whole situation.
Well, what we're doing is we're politicking and we're preparing for a presidential election this fall.
And okay, so meddling is could be appropriate then.
Absolutely, and these Democratic leaders are playing up to the progressive movement that's part of their party because of the election that's coming up. So Israel's being sacrificed at the altar of the fall elections.
Well, and of course, what was supposed to happen this week was Benjamin Netanyahu was to come to D.C., and in light of the recent events, he canceled his trip.
Well, yeah, he was sending a high-level delegation to D.C., and he did cancel it. You know, look, Netanyahu is a very smart guy. He's been through years of politics and elections. He knows you just got to do what you got to do, and I guess I hope he understands that that's what's happening here in the United States, but he's got to do what he has to do. So
exactly.
He has to stand up to it. I'm very proud of him for standing up to it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's no equivocation. And this is the kind of leadership that Israel is demanding right now. And this is the thing that, I mean, no big surprise here. I mean, we're talking Joe Biden and this administration, which Bob Gates wrote in his book back in the 80s that at the time, I think it was 40 years, he said that in 40 years, Joe Biden hadn't gotten anything right when it came to, you know, foreign policy. So, you know, he continues to bat 1,000% here. You know, he hasn't gotten much right when it or anything right, it would seem. You know, we can just look back at Afghanistan and other things that are happening, how he's really mishandled the Russia-Ukraine situation and certainly what we're doing here. So I think the last guy that needs to be involved in anything that has to do with military and military strategy is Joe Biden. And unless you just want him, you know, to kind of be that, you know, the canary in the coal mine, to know that whatever the canary is doing, just do the opposite.
That's great. Yes, and the sad thing is that here, languishing in captivity, are over 100 hostages, and that's what moves this up on the scale of urgency. These are lives of people that we don't even know how many of them are still alive.
Exactly.
Who knows what they've been suffering, what they are suffering every day. We need to get them released. And the last thing the UN needs to be doing is to relieving the urgency from that issue. It's about hostages right now. And we need to continue reminding the American people that these hostages are still in captivity, and we need to raise our voices for their release.
Shouldn't it be a non-negotiable in terms of releasing the hostages? But it just seems that what happens because of international influence and pressure against Israel, that could you imagine if the international community just said, look, we're not going to talk any further. You got to release the hostages. None of this, hey, give us one hostage and we'll give you 1,000 former combatants. I mean, this thing is absurd. I know that Benjamin Netanyahu, because of the pressure that he's getting at home, he's got to do whatever it takes. But and maybe it's just a pipe dream to think that, you know, there could be unanimity on this issue of hostages. I mean, this is unacceptable. I mean, this is against Geneva Accords, against all that we know that is decent. What Hamas is doing, there's no justification for them to hold civilian hostages as in the manner in which they're doing it.
Yes, and we have almost more concern for the Hamas terrorists
exactly.
that are hiding underground in Rafah than we are about the hostages that they're keeping. And it really, to me, indicates the high level of anti-Semitism around the world, and that it's become, Israel's becoming the thing that you have to hate to be.
Well, they're the pariah. Yeah, they're the pariah right now. Exactly.
Even their hostages, because they're Jews. You can't take up the cause, or you know that you will be blacklisted. And that's really a very sad state of our world and our politics.
It is on so many levels wrong, and like you say, a sad state of affairs. But this is where leadership comes into play. And as you mentioned earlier, and I feel the same way as you do on this, Dr. Susan Michael, that Benjamin Netanyahu is becoming that classic example of leadership. in these kind of situations, isn't he?
Yes, and, you know, there's a lot of debate about Netanyahu these days. There's even lots of people in his country that don't like him, but they're solidly behind him in his quest to defeat Hamas and to bring back the hostages. He has the support of the country.
Yeah, without a doubt. Dr. Susan Michael is with us with the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem. She's the USA director, and we'll have more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are still millions of people around the world who haven't heard the truth about Jesus, and the Tide Ministry is thrilled to announce our third annual Race to Share the Gospel to help bridge the gap. Participants in this virtual race are invited to run, walk, bike, hike, or even swim 13 miles in 16 days to make an eternal impact in the lives of millions around the world. The race kicks off on April 27th and ends on May 12th. Anyone, anywhere can complete the race at their own pace within that period. Our goal is to raise awareness and support for a new series of TV programs and corresponding radio broadcasts to spread the gospel in the specific languages of five different ethnic groups in the Balkan region. To learn more about the Tide Race to Share the Gospel and its potential to enable people in various Balkan countries to hear about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Susan Michael continues with us. Dr. Michael, we can. I want to talk about your new book, Every Generation's Story, 75 Years of American Christian Engagement with Israel. Tell us about this, if you would.
Well, that was just a fun book that we pulled together for Israel's 75th anniversary. And we wanted to celebrate 75 years of blessing that Israel's brought to many Christians who have had the opportunity to travel there. So we highlighted the story of 18 individuals, American Christians, that had gone to Israel and come back with their life changed and just a lifelong passion of supporting Israel being engaged. My story is one of them. My first trip was there as a 19-year-old, and it completely changed the trajectory of my life. So we wanted to highlight stories like that in celebration of Israel's great anniversary.
Yeah. Well, I have a story myself, but I want to hear yours. 19 years old, you go to Israel, and I mean, here it is. I mean, at 19 years old, what did you know that you were going to do? And here we are these years later. And, you know, you're involved with this organization that, you know, shares the blessing of Israel, which is consistent with our Bible. It says, you know, you've got the blessing, you know, that Abrahamic blessing that God pronounced.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
who bless will be blessed. Those who curse will be cursed, right?
Well, absolutely. And I was in college at the time as a biblical studies major. So when I went to Israel for a summer study program, the Bible just comes alive when you're there.
Oh, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
It does.
You're sitting
yes.
there seeing where it all happened, and you realize how true and how accurate the Bible is.
Right.
And that's life-changing. But for me also, the world came alive to me, because in Israel, they're there from almost every nation. They're so world-aware. It's so multicultural and ethnic, and it just made me so interested in learning more about this world that we live in. And so it changed the entire trajectory of my life.
Yeah, the thing that amazed me was the structure. I mean, you look and you're seeing layers of history on top of layers of history there.
Yeah.
You know, you come from America 200 plus years old. You know, we're approaching 250. But by comparison, and you go into Israel and you see, I mean, you can look at it and say, wow, that's a lot of rubble. But I looked at, I got to tell you, Sue, when I looked at it, I just said, I mean, if rocks could speak, I mean, you know, even Jesus said, you know, just being as we just went to Palm Sunday, and you had the Pharisees telling Jesus, hey, tell those people to shut up, you know, not to say anything, not to praise you. And he says, hey, look, at even if that was to be the case, the rocks would speak out. And for some reason, you go there and you look at it, and to me, I'm thinking, if the rocks could speak here, what would they tell us?
Well, when I first went at 19, I wasn't interested at all in archaeology. It was just hot and dusty and a pile of rocks, and they're telling you this is the that. You're like, how do you even know? But over the years since then, I'm not going to give away my age, but it's been many decades since then, archaeology has become so exciting in Israel. And one of my favorite places of all to go to is the 4,000-year-old mud brick gate to the city of Laish, or what became known as the city of Dan. That's the city that Abraham went to 4,000 years ago. And on his trek to go retrieve Lot, his nephew.
Nephew, right.
Mm-hmm. And you stand there looking at the very gate that Abraham probably entered. And it blows your mind.
Exactly.
And not only do the rocks speak out, but being in Israel, you're surrounded by prophecy fulfilled. The Jewish people has come back home just like the Hebrew prophets said that they would thousands of years ago. And that's also an amazing testament.
Yeah. Yeah, the other thing I enjoyed was I could eat bread in Israel. Just, I don't know what they do. I don't know what the secret is. But the bread is unbelievable, and I could eat it without a problem. Here in America, I eat bread, and I say, oh, my gosh, I'm just loaded. You know.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, of all the things to comment, I mean, I'm telling you, rocks. I'm talking about bread. You know, but yes. But on top of all this, just as you said, and I heard this when I was going to Israel. People said, "Oh my gosh!" You know, people who had gone to Israel, and they said exactly what you said. That is that you will look at the Bible totally different. Your understanding of the Word of God will change so dramatically, and they were exactly right. It does. It does come alive. And
yes, and you can't be too young or too old to go. It's a trip of a lifetime, and we encourage everyone. We help take tours over to Israel just for that very reason, because we know how important it is for them to see it for themselves and to have that experience.
You know, it kind of reminds me, if I can bring it in Western terms here, you know, we like to take our grandkids or our children to Disneyland. You know, we used to enjoy it a little bit more previously because we just wanted to see the joy on their face. And I got to imagine for you, you know, supervising people coming in that have never been to the Holy Land before and to see the look on their face, I can imagine it must be just like taking your grandkids to Disneyland in a sense.
And it's the same, whether you're a new believer or a seasoned saint or pastor. We love to take pastors over. And we've had them tell us, I preach at a whole different level when I came back, because the Bible just took on a whole new level of importance to them or application. Mm-hmm. And so we love to introduce people to that.
You know, you think about it, it really is God's gift to his creation, isn't it? That we have Israel there, its rich history, and you know, the focal point comes from time and time again. Here we are since 1948, when Israel became a nation in one day, as God said. You know, when does that ever happen? But our God is Almighty, and He's in His prophetic and tells us in advance what's going to happen. And here it is, true to his word. Israel becomes a nation again. And here it is. The struggle continues, those antithetical forces. But we know what's going to happen, you know, what the final chapter is, don't we?
Yes. And it, as you said, it's in fulfillment of his word. And the Hebrew prophets were so detailed at times, and it's so accurate. And we've been privileged to actually be a part of that return of the Jewish people. It's still going on today. They're still returning from Ethiopia, even from India, from France, and it's going to be more and more from the United States, I'm afraid, because as anti-Semitism is rising around the world, many Jewish people are saying we need to go to Israel. We need to be a part of protecting our people. We'll be safer there than anywhere else. And so our organization has been very involved in that over the years, and it's been a real privilege. Just being on the front lines of something that God is doing is so exciting.
Again, and true to his word, what some have meant for evil, God turns to good. All things work together for good, right? And this is what's going on right now. This is a continuing manifestation. And I say an endorsement of what God has already stated. Just watch it play out, as you say. I mean, you would think, oh my goodness, Israel is at war with Hamas 171 days and counting here. And people are going, I'm going to Israel. And, you know, right? I mean, that doesn't, you know, that's not a tour director type of, you know, encouragement or a marketing slogan. You know, we're at war. Let's come to Israel, right?
That's right, but we've just had three groups go because they wanted to show solidarity, and they were able to go down to that area near Gaza and see where it all took place, and they're able to come back and testify to what they saw.
Well, when I was there, we were up in the north, and we were with one of the retired officers, IDF officers, and we're standing on top of this blown-out building, and he goes, over here to the left, we've got Hezbollah, and over here we've got this, you know, terrorist group, and he's citing all these different areas, and they're all within, you know, just very close proximity. And I'm going, wait a minute, and we're standing on top of this blown-out building with a uniformed officer for why? Just only by the grace of God, Dr. Susan Michael, I got to tell you. Hey, thank you so much for being with us. All the best to you. God bless.
It's great to be with
you. Take care.
Thank
you. You got it.
A new minimally invasive treatment option for prostate cancer shows successful outcomes without the side effects that often come with surgery or radiation. Prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men in their lifetimes. The success of MRI-guided transurethral ultrasound ablation, TULSA, represents a revolution in whole-gland treatment for prostate cancer. Patients now have an alternative treatment option that has a favorable side effect profile compared to surgery, radiation, and thermal therapy. In the TULSA procedure, a small catheter-like device is inserted through the urethra into the prostate, where the tissue is heated, killing the cancer cells while protecting the sensitive nerves around the prostate. Dr. Stephen S. Raymond, Professor of Radiology, Urology, and Surgery at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA.
This image-guided therapy maximizes our ability to kill cancer cells while minimizing collateral damage to the prostate to achieve the ultimate trifecta in prostate cancer treatment, full local cancer control while maintaining urinary continence and potency.
For more information, go to sirmeeting.org, sponsored by Society of Interventional Radiology.
USA News Update. Authorities in Baltimore responding to the scene of a major disaster at the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Dave Collins has more.
The heavily traveled bridge collapsed due to a ship strike overnight, sending multiple vehicles into the water. First responders, fireboats, and emergency personnel are at the scene. The mayor says he's closely monitoring the situation. Officials say their prayers are with all those impacted at this hour.
Texas public safety commanders say their officers will only be permitted to make arrests when they see immigrants crossing the Rio Grande River into Texas illegally. A spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety clarified Monday. However, opponents say promises like that do not square with what's written in the law. A federal appeals court has put the law on hold as lawsuits play out. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Well, this week is Holy Week, a time for us to really press in to all things spiritual and all things that lead us to an empty tomb and God's incredible sacrifice to bring us back home, to make a way for us to live in eternity. You know, as I was reading my devotion this morning, you know, at the time when the children of Israel, this is, you know, from the book of Deuteronomy, after they had received the Ten Commandments, they believed that that was, you know, to them, compared to where they were before, this is what made them righteous, was the Ten Commandments. Of course, in time, what we realized was the Ten Commandments was to help us realize why we needed God, why we needed His forgiveness. But at that time, I guess on a scale of 1 to the children of Israel, the Jews at the time, this was a huge leap. And they saw the Ten Commandments as being their doorway to righteousness. And this was Moses' interpretation, not God's. This is just what Moses and I guess the general oral tradition was all about. But it took Jesus to come to help us understand that there was a purpose for the law. And the purpose for the law was to realize and to prepare us to understand that we needed Jesus in our life. Jeff Kemp is with us right now. He is, of course, my good friend. And I mean this with all sincerity, Jeff. Gosh, what has this been, about 5 years now together that we've been able to connect and be able to talk with our audience and, you know, about these important issues, and certainly this period of time, Easter season, which, you know, this is our highest holiday, isn't it?
It is, but it's so much more than our holiday. This is the proof of everything we need and everything we put our hope in. And everything we base our life upon. If Jesus didn't raise from the dead, then we're in deep doo-doo. We're lost.
Yeah.
There's no path forward.
I like it when you put it in Old Testament terms like that, Jeff. You know, deep doo-doo. That's Old Testament stuff. You're going back, that's for sure.
But it just, this isn't just good news. This is the absolute most important news of all of human history, that God intervened. He came into this thing that we messed up in such an amazing, humble way, lived such a perfect, righteous life, and then surprised everyone by taking the hit. You know, you and I have called it a blitz. It was unexpected. It looked dangerous. It turned for good. It turned out for our victory, right?
Right.
So you got to have the Good Friday suffering of a perfect sacrifice before there can be the Easter resurrection that is the basis for which God gives us the life that Israel was always looking for. You know, they were trying, like you said, to please God, honor God, respect God, be pure and right like he'd intended in the Garden of Eden. And that's what the Ten Commandments represented. But you made such a good point, Bill. Mm-hmm. They largely showed that only God is righteous, and that's the standard. Therefore, we need Jesus.
Yeah, that's it. And God had a plan. He had a plan right away that he wasn't going to just let us go. Yes, we failed in the garden, but God says, hey, I'm still for you. And it played out in such a way, in a dramatic way, that look at Jeff, you know, it always blows me away to think about the first Christians, how they picked up their cross and how they were sacrificed, you know, to have such belief that they themselves would give up and surrender their own lives literally. At a time when, I mean, this wasn't a nice way to die. I mean, the Romans were very mean. They were brutal people. I mean, they were like student. I mean, you had people in the back room that did nothing but sit there and figure out new ways to bring pain to people and to kill them. I mean, it's like amazing. It's like they had this war room of pain that they maintained. And the crucifixion at the time had risen to the level. I mean, that was the ultimate standard of how to oppress people and put a very serious message out there to people that you're not going to mess around with, you know, with the Roman Empire, are you?
No. The Roman Empire was about power. And we do know that power corrupts and it needs to oppress so that it can stay in power. And that was kind of the epitome of human power gone amok. And Christians were the victims of it because they were saying, you're free to not have to worship Caesar. You're free to not be subject to the earthly rules, so to speak. And interestingly, the Christians were very, very good Roman citizens. They obeyed the laws and the ones that made them sin. They're the ones that picked up the babies that were abandoned on the side of the road, which was their form of abortion in those days, and they nurtured them. They were the ones who carried out charity for the poor because the Romans didn't have charity. They taxed so the money would go to the soldiers and the elite ruling class. the Christians were the best citizens, but they didn't respect and worship the government, the Caesar. And they were crucified. And that is the ultimate proof that those guys, Peter and all of them, believed the message of Jesus. Not a single one of them recanted their story when given the opportunity. Stephen sat there with a smile on his face, an angelic-looking smile, while they stoned him. I can't even imagine it.
Yeah.
But you know what, Bill? I was thinking in 21st century America, where we kind of look to our house and our cars and our vacation and our bank account and our entertainment to keep us happy, we don't look much to the Word of God. We don't look much to eternity. We don't look for the joy set before us. We don't look for the presence of the Holy Spirit living inside of us, whether circumstances are good or bad. And if we did and poured ourselves into Christ, made him the most important thing, read the Word 80% of the time instead of the news and the social media feed, we would be way more excited about Easter. And we would be way more influential at work as a role model, and way more loving in our marriages and our fathering and grandfathering and neighborhoods. And I'm not criticizing people. I'm American. I know what it's like. This is the water that it turns up the temperature slowly to where you don't even know that you're boiling in something that's secular, temporary, unsatisfying, compromised, and nothing like the eternal kingdom that Jesus brought. So this is a good Easter to celebrate the victory and go back into the Word of God, go back to Christ, go back to God first. How do you want me to live to shine your light?
Well, you know, to your point, Jeff, again, the verse that keeps cycling in the last couple of weeks is all things work together for good. And we're this country, you know, we're Americans, and we're a consuming agency. And we have chosen the lower things in lieu of the higher calling. And the higher calling is still there for us. And what we may experience here, and I just sense that these things that you talked about, these earthly things, these temporal objects that we've, you know, come to worship and put ahead of God, they're all crumbling, Jeff. They're all crumbling. And this is, you know, people are going to freak out. They're starting to freak out. I mean, look at what's going on with the economy and so much of what we have known America to be. And you just sense that this is all starting to come down. But for a good reason, and that is, to your point, is that we would be redirected for that higher calling and that better choice that awaits us. Jeff Kemp, as always, we appreciate your time and insight. Take care. Happy Easter, my friend. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
And God bless.
Okay, I know I can't be alone on this. Is anyone else behind on their Easter prep? Because it snuck up on me. Good thing I went to Kohl's. I found Sephora beauty finds for under $25. That'll be perfect for my girl's basket. And I saved 40% on two dresses for them, too. Then I got myself a stylish dress for 20% off, plus an extra 15% off. Oh, and I earned Kohl's cash. Kohl's saves the day again. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sephora and kids' Easter looks. Coupons do not apply. 15% offer ends March 30th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan.
Yeah.
So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah.
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Calling all accredited institutions of higher education. Federal grant funding may be within your reach. I'm Evangela Hollowell with the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and a proud Hampton University alum. FMCSA offers a CMV operator safety training grant to educational institutions with opportunities to expand the number of commercial driver's license holders possessing enhanced operator safety training. This grant assists historically black colleges and universities and minority-serving institutions. It also helps future alum like me get involved with the commercial motor vehicle industry. Prospective institutions with accreditation recognized by the U.S. Department of Education are encouraged to visit fmcsa.dot.gov/grants to explore the funding opportunity and learn how to start the application process. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's highways. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
It's a holy week all around the world, and I pray that you would experience nothing but holy moments this week, that you would pause as often as you would like, because you have the freedom to do it right now, and consider, you know, what is happening. You know, if you could, you know, send yourself back mentally and think about what Jesus had been going through. I mean, here it is, Sunday, Palm Sunday. You know, he comes into Jerusalem, and first he looks over at Jerusalem, and he weeps and thinks, oh my goodness, you know, they've missed their appointed time. Here is this time. They knew, and you had all these people studying the scriptures, wondering, you know, the Messiah, when he would be here. And you have this one figure that is constantly fulfilling prophecy that says, here I am. And at this point, he mounts a donkey and goes into Jerusalem, and the people are crying out Hosanna to him, and they are praising God because they are agreeing and bearing witness to to God's salvation message, but they didn't quite fully understand clearly, because it had to be quite an enigma for Christ. Think about it. He's watching, he's on this donkey, and he's watching these people praising God and praising him, and knowing that in a couple days it will be many of these same people that will be yelling, crucify him. The dichotomy of it all. Again, it causes you to take pause and to meditate and to be grateful for the empty tomb. And just as a programming note, we're going to be replaying one of my favorite segments of all time. Tony Campolo is going to air on Friday, so you can be prepared for this in advance. His classic sermon of It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. And we know that the conditions of our economy and so much that Americans and the world, for that matter, are going through right now, there's lots of Fridays that people are holding in perspective. thinking, this is the worst. How are we going to get out of this? And Tony's spirited reminder of God's blessing and what God knew that we didn't know. All we could see was our Friday, the mountain that was ahead, the pain that we're dealing with. But as Tony reminds us, God knew. Yeah, it may be Friday to you, but Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming when you go and realize the tomb is empty, Jesus is risen from the dead, and the fulfillment of all the prophecies and the seal of God's promise is clearly displayed by this empty tomb. And so whatever Friday you may be dealing with, even though it's Tuesday, understand that your Sunday is coming. And with that, I want to bring on Samantha Mao, the good news girl, because, you know, from one bit of good news to some more good news here, even on this earthly plane, Sam is very faithful to report to us these viral videos that really touch our hearts and, you know, kind of lighten things up a little bit, Sam, you know, and we're grateful for you that you're faithful to, you know, come on and, you know, present these stories to us.
I'm happy to do that. And that was such a beautiful sentiment that you were talking about. Sunday is coming. I think that's a good thing for us to keep in mind in life whenever we're going through a hard time that Sunday is coming.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so that's what I'm here to report, you know, when the good news happens.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this first one, we got Grandma's Place, an uplifting oasis for children in Harlem. Tell us about this.
So I love this story. This lady, she actually, her name is Grandma Dawn, and she was an educator for 35 years, and for the past few decades, she's run a toy store and bookstore called Grandma's Place, and this is in Harlem. And it's kind of like a beacon of hope there, and the video of her, of them doing a news story on this has gone viral. You know, the children there, it's not just a place for them to go shop, but it's a place where they call her grandma. You know, this is a place that's like comforting to them and a beacon of the community. And I think it's just a great place to highlight. So if anybody happens to be near there or, you know, have a story about her, I'd love to hear it. But apparently in her own childhood, she did not get to have toys or anything. That was a luxury. So that's one of the reasons she went into this, you know, into this field and wanted to share that with the world. And I love places like that that are beacons in the community.
Exactly. Wow.
You know, especially a place that needs it. I know Harlem is being changed every day by her being there. And, you know, it's her life's work and her passion. And something as simple as a toy store, you know, it's just a place for the kids to go and play and feel welcome.
Exactly.
And,
wow.
I love stories like that. Love places like that.
Mm-hmm.
We need more.
That's great. Exactly. And this next one is about a woman. This great story here. Teenage pregnancy, 13. And don't you love how this all comes together? She gets her PhD the same day as her son.
That's right. So there's actually a book about this called Almost a Statistic. Mm. It's the remarkable story of Doctors Vicki and Maurice McBride. So Vicki became a mother at 13. She actually was born to a teenage mother herself. And her mom was incarcerated, and she ends up being raised in a loving family by an adoptive parent. But, you know, she said that she was naive and ends up, you know, not really understanding the ways of the world and pregnant herself. And then so she has a little boy. She's like, I'm not going to let this stop me from getting educated. She keeps going, and she gets, you know, through high school. And then she, like, with her little boy, ends up growing up at 16 years old. He gets arrested.
This kid is grown up. He's not a little boy. He's a big man.
He is.
Oh, my. He looks like a linebacker, you know?
I probably was not able to call him a little boy since, like, you know, maybe month two.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
When her son decides to turn his life around, he talks to his mom and he said that they should go back and get their PhD together. So it ended up being Vicki graduates with a PhD in K-12 education and Maurice in organizational management, both from Capella University. So they both turned their lives around, and, you know, they no longer their book is called Almost a Statistic because graduation rates for African Americans are still at 22.6%, which is like that. The national average is 32.9%. And then, you know, the incarceration gaps are different,
Exactly.
The black community. So they weren't a statistic. They turned their doctor, you know, to change your life around. I can't even imagine, you know, I had my first child at 37. I cannot imagine being 13 years old and what it would take. To raise
like you say, all the odds are against you.
Yes.
You know, all the indicators are that this should not happen. But again, see, this is what we can be thankful for about America that people underappreciate. Because of the principles and the foundations of freedom in this country, you have success stories like this. I would dare say, I would wonder how many success stories you would hear about in some of these other countries that are so oppressed and are run by totalitarians. I'm sure there's, you know, the cream always rises, even in spite of some adverse pressure in that. But, you know, it just seems that the opportunities abound more here in America than in any other nation. I think this is what makes us such a great nation and why it's so important that we preserve our liberties and our freedoms for all. What an awesome story. This next one is about a strange trip, huh? An overdue book with a note returned to a library 36 years later. Wow. Can you imagine? 36 years of guilt that you forgot to give an overdue book with, right?
That's right. So the funny thing, so this book was checked out in May of 1987, which still shocks me that that was 37 years ago. I'm like, I'm sorry. That was supposed to be the 60s or 70s, 37 years ago. Throwing my brain for a loop. But the book is called Psychedelics, which makes the note that the person who returned it left even funnier. It said, sorry, I've been on a strange trip. And the funny thing is that nobody knows who returned it. There would actually be like a $1,300 fee with it because it's like 10 cents a day after the 2-week period.
Right.
And so the librarians actually, this is out in Colorado, and the librarians have just gotten a kick out of it. And it's kind of the perfect, they had switched over so there's no digital system back in 1987 for them to be keeping track. So it just kind of, you get this strange note on a book on psychedelics that's gone on a strange trip, and honestly, it's pretty perfect.
Wow.
Like close to a record or a record for.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Library
book. Right. Yeah, somebody. I mean, what's going to happen? The way this government's going is they're going to have, you know, a new agency that comes out that just chases down people for their overdue books, right?
Was it there like a guy in Seinfeld or something like that?
Chased down for their late fees, and also these dastardly individuals who tear off the you know, the labels off their mattresses and that, right?
Oh no, that's illegal. You can't do that.
Exactly. You might also want to check out about this pilot who celebrates retirement by chartering a flight for 112 friends. Hey, let's all go to Hawaii. Why not, huh?
I know. That's 104 friends to Hawaii, and he and his wife renewed their vows at the same time.
How cool.
I was like,
Pina coladas on me with an umbrella and everything. And why not? Let's have a great time. Hey, now you know why we call her the Good News Girl. Sam's Corner is featured at thebillmartinezshow.com. Samantha Mao, thank you as always. Happy Easter to you, sweetie. Take care, huh?
Thank you, too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you?